How much have new and social media impacted presidential campaigns? Consider the difference between 2004 and 2008.
When I look back at 2004, you know, there was no YouTube. There was no Huffington Post. There was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. Then you flash forward to the last presidential campaign in 2008, and, you know, HuffPost was on its ascendancy. YouTube was an incredibly important part of it. You couldn't even imagine that campaign without YouTube and the role it played in terms of everything from, you know, ads being posted to debates being held. And then over the last 4 years, we've seen the incredible ascendancy of Twitter.
That's Roy Seekoff. He knows something about new and social media. He is founding editor of the Huffington Post and co-creator of HuffPost Live, which made its debut in time for the 2012 presidential campaign. He says new and social media may have gotten people more involved in political discourse.
I think it does help engagement. I think people are engaged, and I think they feel, I think they have a real hunger to feel like they're part of the conversation, because I think everything else has become so rote, everything else has become so guarded.
The real question, of course, soon to be answered is this. While more folks may be involved in political discourse, will that translate into more people actually voting? Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.